Hello, everybody. Welcome to Weekly Trash, the safe place to cleanse your mind, body, and soul of all that trash you consume this week so you can consume some more tomorrow. I'm your host, Josie Van Dyke, and welcome to today's solo episode. Happy Tuesday. Oh, so much has happened since we last spoke that I need to catch you all up on. There's a lot of personal trash. So we're just going to dive right in because I want to. So let's go. Today's personal trash is brought to you by Thread. Let's dive into practical style with Thread. They've given the classic leather wallet a sleek update, focusing on simplicity. Embracing the mission to carry on, Thread is your go-to for all things carry and self-expression. Now let me share why I'm hooked on Thread essentials. Like the vertical wallet, wrist lanyard, and lip balm holder, there is nothing worse than digging through a bag full of random stuff, so I cut out the chaos with Thread. The vertical wallet is my go-to solution, and the wrist lanyard and lip balm holder is making everything I need just one reach away, simplifying my life and keeping me organized, which I need all the help I can get. So check out the entire collection, including these must-haves, at threadwallets.com, where functionality seamlessly meets fashion with Thread. And use code WEEKLYTRASH for an exclusive 20% off your order. Again, that's threadwallets.com, code WEEKLYTRASH. First things first, I canceled my nose job and my neck lift. I canceled both. I don't have an answer for you as to why, other than I'm just following my gut. My gut told me not to do it. My gut, Jesus, Holy Ghost, Buddha, whoever you want to think is your gut, my gut said, Josie, no. And it's unfortunate, because I still kind of want to do it. But I just know that when I haven't trusted my gut before, things went wrong. So I'm trusting my gut. That doesn't mean that it's never going to happen or that I possibly won't do it in the future. Maybe I go to a different doctor. Maybe I go to Peaks. I don't know. What I do know is I'm following my gut and I'm just not going to do it. And yeah, so that's really all on the nose job thing. After I announced I was getting a nose job, I got flooded with messages. And some of the messages validated my gut feeling of not doing it. And then other messages were like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy for you. It's going to change your life. It's going to be the best thing ever. Mostly the deviated septum thing, not the neck lift thing. But the deviated septum girlies were like, oh my gosh, yes, this is going to be the best thing that ever happened to you. So it's unfortunate that my gut's telling me not to do it right now. So yeah, I'm a little bummed, but I'm also just trying to follow my gut. So that's the first thing in personal trash. The second thing in personal trash, if you follow me on social media, you saw I got myself a treat, a big old treat. That treat was a Louis Vuitton bag. It was not planned. Okay, I'm going to give you the story here. My friend Bree, who she just announced she's pregnant with a baby girl. Shout out Bree. So excited. I literally almost announced her pregnancy before she did because we did a fit check and I almost posted it on TikTok and it shows us showing her bump. So that would have been bad. But she was like, I really want to look at Louis Vuitton bags to like get one as a gift for my last baby to myself as a diaper bag, whatever. And I was like, absolutely, let's go to Louis Vuitton. I had looked at a couple bags because I was putting some money aside for me to like buy myself something nice as a reward for my hard work. And there was this one bag in particular that I thought was so stunning. It was like a red checkered, it's called like the Boutelier bags. I'm saying that so wrong, but loved. And so I told myself if they had it, I was going to get it. So I go with Bree. We go to the City Creek Mall. We walk into Louis Vuitton. I show them the bag. I'm like, do you have this? And they're like, no. And I was like, cool. So I got really excited because in my head, I was like, I'm going to buy a bag today. I'm going to add to the collection. So exciting. And then I was like, oh, no, I'm not. So then I just was like focusing on Bree. I was like, okay, let's look at the bags for Bree. So we're looking at the bags that she wanted to look at. And I see on the counter this black larger bag, which the checkered bag I was looking at was smaller, and they actually pulled out the size of the bag for me to see if maybe I wanted to order it. And I actually didn't like the size. It's kind of one of those like circular bags and it just didn't fit or look right on my, on like me. Maybe on someone else it would look good, but on me, I was like, oh, this doesn't really seem like the vibe. So I just like totally scratched that bag. I was like, I'm not going to ever get this bag. So we're looking at the bigger bags for Brie because it's going to be like a diaper bag situation, and which goals. But anyways, we're looking and there's this black one on the counter and it's kind of slouchy. And I was like, oh, Brie, this one's really pretty. And Brie's like, oh, it's so pretty. And I was like, wait, I think I want it. And she wasn't going to buy the bag that day because it was going to be a gift from her husband. So her husband was going to come and get it, whatever. So anyways, I'm like, I kind of want it. And she's like, you should totally get it. And I was like, no, I'm not going to get the bag that you want to get. And she's like, no, like you should absolutely get it. And she basically sold me into getting this bag because I was like, no, I don't know. But the thing that sold me was it fits my laptop and I'm going to Nashville and my bag that I take is like way too bulky. It's very like square. It takes up a lot of space and I love it because it's my first bag I ever got, but it's not very practical because it doesn't have like a zipper. So when I bend over, everything falls out of it. So it's not the best travel bag. It's actually a pretty good diaper bag for like just like going to church or whatever, but not that I go to church, but if I did, but for traveling, it's not the best. So I just decided YOLO, you only live once. When you die, your money doesn't go with you. Let's buy this bag. So I got myself a new bag and it was very exciting. And I love her. She's gorge. I posted her on TikTok. She's a bigger bag. She's got curves. Okay. And I love. So if you saw that, that's the story behind that. And then we went to go get dinner at, oh freak, what's it called? They have like the best butter cake ever. Sol Agave. Oh my gosh. It's so good. I got these like steak medallions with rice and like mango sauce. Delish. So we did that. And then I spent the weekend with the kiddos and the fam like usual. We went to the farm and there was this sweet special needs lady, which I shared this on my Instagram story. She wanted to ride on this train. There's like a train at the farm. And the chaperone that was with the girl with special needs, she was probably like 50 years old. She was an older woman. And her chaperone had to stay behind with another disabled person in a wheelchair. And she was really sad because she wanted to go on this train, but she wanted to go by herself. So I immediately was like, she can come with us. And I was so excited because some of you guys know this, some of you guys don't, but I used to work with special needs for a company called You Work. And I would go with them to their jobs and help them learn their job, make sure that they like stayed on task, and just kind of like help with anything that they needed help with. And special needs just have a really special place in my heart. Well, there's a lot of reasons, actually. One, in high school, I took the, I don't even remember what the class is called. It was like the special education peer tutoring. It was called peer tutoring. And that class changed my life. I struggled really bad with depression in high school. And I failed a lot of my classes because I just like didn't want to be there. I couldn't focus. There was a lot of things that were making school hard for me. And that class was the only class that I, without a doubt, was there, never slept, never skipped. Something about being with those kids who were the same age as me, but just had completely different perspectives on life. They were so innocent. They had this brightness about them. And I just loved being able to be with them and teach them things. And in a way, it made me just see life for what it is and how special it is, because they didn't know any different than what their lives were and they were just so happy. And so that was like the first time in my life where I was like, wow, like I really have a special place in my heart for the special needs community. And I just love working with them and being with them. There's one girl in particular, her name was Hannah, and in the summer, I would take her to go see movies and we would just like hang out. And yeah, it just brought me back to reality, showed me what was important, and made me feel good. Like, they just make me feel good. I don't know, like, there's not a better way to describe it other than they just like make you feel good. So then after I got married, I worked with the UWork company and got to spend time with them. I also married into a family, my husband's family. His youngest sister, Bethany, is special needs. I'm not exactly sure what her diagnosis is. Every time I ask his mom, the answer is like very long-winded, and I'm not really sure. And I don't think they actually have like an actual term for it, but basically she functions at the same age as like a 7-year-old. She's the sweetest girl ever. She just got asked to prom, which I talked about in the last solo. And it was kind of like the best thing ever to marry into their family and get to experience Bethany and have Bethany in my life, because I love her so much and she's such a light. But my whole life, I've just like really been drawn to the special needs community and working with them. And so that's a little spiel on why I was like, yes, come on the cart with me, which I feel like isn't something that like people should be like, oh, wow, that's so nice of you. Because I feel like that's just like common decency. Like, oh, this person wants to go on and they can't because they don't have their chaperone. Like, I should offer. But I had posted it on Instagram, just kind of talking about how I had her come on the cart with us and my kids were super excited and accepting and just kind of like welcomed her into our little posse that we had. And I was really proud of that because I try to show my kids that you can make everyone feel welcomed. I always want them to see me talking to strangers and embracing strangers. I mean, stranger danger, but you know what I mean? Like, we were in line to go ride horses and we made friends with the people in front of us. And I just want them to know how to make friends and how to make people feel comfortable. And I know I'm not a perfect mom. There's a lot of things I'm really, really bad at and I struggle with, but I'm confident in knowing that my kids will always learn that from me, in the sense that you can open your heart to anyone and just be kind to strangers. And so I had shared that story on Instagram and people were like, oh, you should really talk about special needs. I would love to hear like your thoughts and like tips and tricks. And it really opened my eyes to the fact that it's actually not like a common thing for people to just like offer a special needs person to like ride in the cart with them or to play with them. I feel like a lot of the time special needs people are outcasted. People are almost kind of scared. They don't really know what to say or what to do. And I obviously knew that was a thing, but I didn't realize how prevalent, is that the word? I think that's the word. Let me Google because now I'm scared. Prevalent. Yeah. Oh, wow. I'm so smart. I didn't realize how prevalent it was until I posted that story and so many messages came in being like, oh my gosh, that's so amazing. I wish I like knew what to do around special needs people. So someone suggested that I kind of talk about tips or tricks or talk about what they should do and how they should treat a special needs person. I feel like it's very simple. You treat them how you would treat anybody else. I think it's not supposed to be any different than how you would treat your kids' friends who aren't special needs, or your neighbors who aren't special needs, or anyone in your life. How I approach it every time is, for instance, in this situation, she was an older woman and she couldn't really communicate, but I could tell that she really liked Banks and she wanted to like see Banks. And so I brought Banks to her and I'm like, oh, he's so cute, huh? And she kind of mumbled, you know, and I was like, are you an aunt? Do you have any nieces or nephews? And even though she couldn't give me a response, still talking to her and engaging with her and just treating her like a normal person is all you need to do. My advice is, if you see someone with special needs around you, include them any way you can. Show your kids how to interact and engage with people who are different than them. It's really amazing to have your kids be surrounded by people who are different than them. And just remember they are people just like you. They're not scary. It might be intimidating because you don't know possibly how to interact with them, but all you have to do to interact with them is just be kind, smile, invite them to come over and play with your kids. Treat them as you would any other kid or any other adult, because they truly are such a light. Like, they are just so pure, and I love them a lot. I love that community a whole lot. So that's my talk on special needs that some of you guys wanted me to touch on during this solo. Last thing before we move on to pop culture, TikTok trash is, I'm going to Nashville, obviously, to podcast, but Morgan Wallen is also on the agenda. And I found out his court date is on the day of the concert. So I don't know what to think of that. All week, me and my Morgan Wallen group text have just been so stressed. Like, what's happening? Is it going to get canceled? Is it not going to get canceled? If it gets canceled, I'm obviously still going because I have podcasts, but I wanted to see Morgan Wallen. I'm pissed at him. I'm pissed. He sucks. But I also want to see him live. It's like weird. It's mixed emotions. I love him, but I hate him. And I'm curious if they will refund everyone's tickets if they do cancel, or if they'll like hold on to the money and just reschedule the concert, which I hate when they do that, because especially when people are flying out to see him, it's not going to just be like, oh, reschedule. Okay, let me get a babysitter. It's like, oh no, I have to fly to another state to see you, get a hotel room to see you, get a rental car, get an Uber. Like, it's not just a little 15-minute drive to the arena. So kind of annoying, actually really annoying, but we shall see how it goes. I just feel like if he was going to cancel, he would do it already because he knows the court date. Like, the court date's not changing. So like, give people the heads up. But also, he's a dick. So I don't know. I don't know. But let's move on to pop culture and TikTok trash. Pop culture and TikTok trash is brought to you by Road to Baby. Did you know that 1 in 4 people struggle with infertility, making the dream of growing a family seem like an uphill battle? You've probably heard celebrities like Kim Kardashian and Paris Hilton sharing their own surrogacy stories, shedding light on their journey. But what if I told you there's a team dedicated to making those dreams a reality for everyone? Meet Road to Baby. Road to Baby agency specializes in surrogacy, egg, and sperm donation. With their expertise, they navigate the bumpy road to parenthood alongside you, ensuring you never feel alone. And if you've ever considered becoming a surrogate, egg, or sperm donor, look no further. Road to Baby believes in fairly compensating those pivotal in making parenthood dreams come true. Surrogates earn between $60,000 to $100,000 for their first-time dedication. Egg donors are generously compensated at $10,000 per donation, while sperm donors earn $5,000 for their first donation. Whether you've ever considered becoming a surrogate, egg donor, or sperm donor, Road to Baby is the place to go. Apply at roadtobaby.com. Again, that's roadtobaby.com. roadtobaby.com. The big thing on the internet is Teresa and Gary from The Golden Bachelor split 3 months after getting married on live television. So I didn't watch. I don't really care. I think it's crazy that, how old are they, like 70? At 70 years old, they got married to then just get a divorce. Like, what were they getting paid to get married? Like, what's going on behind closed doors financially? Like, what was the deal on the table when they got engaged? Because they live in completely different states. Neither one of them really wanted to move. Like, what happened? And then they did the interview with Good Morning America saying that they were going to file for divorce. They were going to terminate their marriage. And then she asked them, are you going to still search for love? And as they're holding hands, they're like, yeah, absolutely. And I was just like, Okay, well, that's cute, but also like that was the biggest fucking waste of a show. Golden Bachelor, that was a waste. Like the producers are probably shooting themselves in the foot because they're like, oh, great, awesome. We did one season and you guys got married and divorced 3 months later. Like, awesome. We are 0 for 1. So who knows if the Golden Bachelor can keep going now? I don't think it can. I never liked it in the first place. I know everyone loved Gary and it was so emotional and I missed that. I should have watched, but I didn't. So I just think that it's a bad idea. And this proves that it's not working because people who are in their 70s, 80s are not going to move states and leave their kids, their grandkids. No. If anything, they should do an elderly version of Love is Blind. That might work because old people are already like wrinkly and gross. Like, no offense, grandmas out there, but like, once you hit 80, I don't think looks are really on the agenda. I don't think that's like something you're like strong about. Like, you're old. You're old. So, yes, love is blind when you're old because half of you are blind because you're old. So, and deaf and losing your mind and wearing diapers. So, I think Love is Blind, elderly edition, 80 and up would be a really good spinoff instead of doing Golden Bachelor because it just doesn't work. It doesn't work. And that's unfortunate because I know people loved it, but I just don't think it works unless they live in the same city. Some more TikTok pop culture trash is JoJo Siwa. I don't even know what to say about her other than she's confusing to say the least. She was a Nickelodeon star, which I'm so curious because everyone watched Quiet on Set and JoJo was with Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon has been known to be a little sketch. And JoJo was a child star. And so I'm curious if, there were issues there. She was also on Dance Moms, which she has talked about all the stress that that caused her. It caused her to like have balding on the side of her head and like just being in that intense environment. So I think she has a lot of issues. She has a lot of trauma that she's like working through. She was just on Call Her Daddy. I didn't listen to the podcast or watch it, but I saw snippets on TikTok. Her hat. There is not a chance I could have watched. There's not a chance I could have been in that interview room with her and let her wear that hat. I would have thrown it off of her head so quick. It was so obnoxious. But that's kind of JoJo's vibe, is obnoxious. She is obnoxious. And I think she likes that. I think that's what she's wanting. I mean, she is who she is, which props to her. She doesn't really seem to dim her light or change who she is, which I respect. But I just don't understand the way that she is just so cringy. Like, I can't even describe it. Like, her music video made me uncomfy. And it's not that it was like girl on girl stuff that made me uncomfy. Like, it's 2024. It was JoJo that made me uncomfy. Like, the thrusting, like, I just don't, like, I don't know what it is, but it's just something is making me uncomfortable. And there's no way to say that without sounding mean, but like, everything she does, I'm like, okay, I feel uncomfy. Her Tesla makes me feel uncomfy. Her hat makes me feel uncomfy. Her TMZ video interviews make me feel uncomfy. Everything makes me feel uncomfy. So, JoJo Siwa, what song's coming out next? What song's coming out next? I was a bad girl. Ew, hate. Speaking of singers, though, ever since Kim came on the podcast on TikTok, I am seeing Riley Green everywhere. We talked about him. He's a country singer. He's single. He is so fine. He's all over my TikTok. Look him up. Hot damn. I send the videos to Kim. I'm like, you got to get on this. We need to find a way because he is sexy. Sexy, sexy, sexy. So, yeah, she needs to get on that. We need to find a way to get him and Kim to date because it needs to happen. He is so fine. Another thing that I've been loving on TikTok is the American Idol, like, auditions. Chills. Can we just talk about how crazy it is that our body gets chills? Like, when we hear a note and something sounds pretty, we get physical chills. Or like if you share like a emotional story, you get chills. That's insane. Chills. Actual chills. Goosebumps on your arms. Tingle down your spine. That's like, the human body is crazy. The brain is crazy. Because how does that even work? How does that even happen? But it's like my favorite experience to experience as a human. As a human being, my favorite thing is to get chills. So I listen to these American Idol auditions and it's euphoric. It's amazing. I love it so much. But I went down this rabbit hole about Benson Boone. These beautiful things that I've done, please stay. Yeah, I'm obsessed with him. Obsessed with him. And I didn't know that he auditioned for American Idol. And he looks like a completely different person back then. It was in 2021, I believe. But he was so talented. He dropped out of American Idol because he didn't want to be known to be the guy on American Idol. And now he's just killing it. I've been listening to his album nonstop. I'm obsessed. His voice, his talent, his music writing abilities, everything. I love it so much. He's my new favorite artist. I want to go to his concert. When is it? I'll be there. I'm a huge fan. Huge. But as I was in this deep dive with him, there's this account that does, it's a satire where like this girl belts songs. Freak. I saved it in my notes and now I can't find it. It is so funny. Wait, I saved it actually. Let me go to my TikTok. It's so funny because she's literally like in a music recording studio, like belting this. It's Jacqueline Belts and it's satire. It's obviously not real, but she does it to all these songs and it is so funny. At least like I would hope that it's not real. Like there's no way it's real. There's no way, but she's hilarious. So if you need a good laugh, go listen to her covering all these songs. Oh, she did JoJo Siwa. Oh my gosh, I need to go to it. Okay, where is it? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay, yeah, no. I'm obsessed with this woman. She's hilarious. She's hilarious. Okay. So that's what I've been consuming on TikTok. And then a little Tyler Cameron news. He was on Nick Biles' podcast and kind of hinted that he was dating. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Guys, there's been a rumor forever that he's been dating his assistant. Okay. Everyone go look her up. Her name, let me find it. Her name is Tate. Tate Madden. Her Instagram handle is tada_it's Tate. She was his assistant. This is all alleged, by the way. Like, nobody knows if this is legit, but it's been rumored that they've been dating for a year. Okay. This woman has more confidence in her thumb than I do my entire body. I don't think I could ever date Tyler Cameron. Like, I know it sounds fun to be like, ooh, Tyler Cameron, like, I love him. I want, like, can you imagine being his girl? No, I can't. Because every woman is like weirdly obsessed. He does like thirst traps. Like, I wouldn't be confident enough. I wouldn't be confident and stable enough to be in a relationship with a man that people want to fuck. Like not just a couple people, like millions, men and women want to fuck him. I'm not strong enough. I couldn't do that. And this girl, she's not an A-list celebrity or a red carpet girly. She's just a pretty girl next door. And so I just want to give her a round of applause because, wow, girl, you're amazing. You're amazing. You're strong. You're beautiful. You're confident. Wish it was me. But again, it could never be me because I could never do it. I would just be a jealous little rat. A jealous little rat, so insecure. Yeah, no. No. No, 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 no. But that moves on to trash is trash because some of you are feeling insecure. Some of you have problems that you need to work through and you want to tell me about it, and I'm here for you. So let's take out trash is trash, shall we? Pop culture and TikTok trash is brought to you by Spearmint Love. You guys all know how much I love Spearmint Love. Their selection is insane. They have over 100 brands that you can shop from, and they have every single baby essential and kiddo essential you could possibly want. And they just opened their 4th of July shop, and it is so good. There's red, white, and blue outfits, which you know I'm going to be getting for my kiddos so they can look so cute on the 4th of July. They have a new popsicle print, checkerboard, gingham, retro sunsuits, shorties, really everything. But the thing I love the most is their swimsuit selection. It is to die for. And so if you're like me and you're trying to manifest warmer weather because there is snow at my house, pray for me. I'm ordering all the summer outfits because I need to have something to be happy about. And I'm really, really, really hoping that me ordering this is going to manifest some warmth. So if you're like me and you need to do the same, or you already are lucky enough to live somewhere where you are in the warmth, you have to go to spearmintlove.com and use code weeklytrash for an exclusive 25% off your order. And that is for podcast listeners only. So again, spearmintlove.com, use code weeklytrash. I plan on taking this to the grave, but hey, it's anonymous, so why not get some advice? Okay, so I'm married, and my sister's married. Problem is, I'm in love with her husband and not mine. Like, madly in love with her husband. He doesn't know, neither does anyone else. What do I do? Okay, I feel like you need to seek professional help because I don't know. I don't think my advice is going to help. I don't even have advice. Like, that's so unfortunate. Who got married first? Did your sister get married first? Did you get married first? Wow. Just wow. I think a therapist could help you like work through this way better than I could. But like, that's just unfortunate. That's just really unfortunate. Like, but here's the thing. How can you be madly in love with someone that, yeah, you know him, like he's your brother-in-law. I'm sure you see him a lot and experience like family get-togethers with him. Oh, this is bad. But like, you're not sleeping next to him. You haven't kissed him. You don't know his deepest, darkest secrets. Is this like a grass is greener on the other side type of scenario where like maybe your marriage isn't that great, and so you look at him as like this prized possession when really he's actually not that great? Like, I don't know. There's no way you can be madly in love with him. You might be infatuated by him. You might think he's attractive, or you might like some attributes that he has that you wish your husband had, but you're not madly in love with him, okay? Stop telling yourself that because that's just going to make it worse, okay? You're not madly in love with him, but definitely go to a therapist and they can like, I don't know, maybe do like shock therapy into making you not feel the way you feel. I don't know, but that is... oof, that's a rough one. That's rough. I feel so frumpy in the summer. I don't know how to dress cute anymore. I feel too old / chubby for the current style. I really want to be that cute, trendy mom. Okay, I feel this so much. I posted on Instagram my reel basically being like, your body isn't everything about you. You are so much more than your body, which is very true. But I also struggle like with feeling this way. And I think everyone does, even if they're like the most body positive person on the planet, some days you just don't feel good. Here's the thing. I think a lot of the times when you feel too chubby, it's because maybe you're not wearing clothes that fit you right. Like, go get the right size, go size up. It's okay if you don't fit into the same stuff you fit in previously. Like, go get your size, because if you get the right size, you'll feel comfortable, and feeling comfortable can make you feel good. The other thing is, in the summer, I don't know about you, but I hate being hot. So I wear dresses. Dresses all day. And dresses are the most flattering thing you can put on your body. Okay? It's basically like a tent. A tent to cover the insecurities, but a cute tent. A cute tent. Put on a cute tent. Okay? I feel like dresses are the best because you can get the loose flowy ones, like the free people vibe. Wear some sambas with it. Catch the vibe. Wear a hat. Like, you don't have to wear cropped anything. Okay? I don't wear cropped anything. You don't have to fit the trend. Just wear what feels comfortable to you and then you'll feel good. I just know that from my experience. Like, I always felt ugly and chubby and uncomfortable. And it was because I was trying to fit into clothes that didn't fit me anymore. And it was just like such a letdown every single time. Where if I went to the store and I went in grabbing the sizes that would actually fit me, putting them on, and then sometimes even surprising myself and being like, oh, this is actually too big because like I grabbed too big of a size. Like, and I know that it's like so fucked up to like think that way, but at the end of the day, like these are valid feelings. And if you do feel that way, like go to the store, grab the largest size. And then when it's too big on you and that makes you feel good, it's a win. Okay. It's a win. And I think you definitely are probably your hardest critic. I bet you do look cute and you do rock the trends and you are stunning, but you don't feel that inside. And so that's hard. But just know that even though I can't see your face and I don't know who you are, you're hot. Okay? You're a hot motherfucker. You talk a lot about porn and the negative effects. What do you think about shows with nudity? My husband wanted to watch Game of Thrones forever and we started it and try to fast forward the nude sex scenes, but it still kind of irks me. Okay, so I actually don't mind nudity in movies because it leaves something to the imagination. Like, you're not seeing a full ass penis go inside of a vagina. Like, yeah, you might see them like straddling or whatever, but like you're not actually seeing it. But this, again, this is personal preference. Like, if it makes you feel uncomfortable, it makes you feel uncomfortable. For me, it turns me on. I'm like, okay, wait, now I want to have sex with my husband. Like, that was hot. But like, I didn't actually see genitals. Okay. So it doesn't bother me as much because I think it leaves something to the imagination. Whereas porn is like full on, there is no imagination. Like, you're literally up their asshole. So, and that's where I feel like it just gets tricky. It becomes unrealistic. I just don't think it's good for your brain. But I don't mind a little nudity here and there on the television. Like, Bridgerton, sign me up. I've never watched Game of Thrones, so I actually don't know the sex scenes in Game of Thrones, but like Bridgerton sex scenes, fuck yeah. Like, I'll watch that before we get in bed, okay? Because that's going to get me going. Those are my jam. Those are my jam. I have no respect for my father-in-law. I recently found out that he hits my mother-in-law. What do I do? My mother-in-law is an angel and I cannot believe anyone would ever hurt someone they supposedly love. What should you do? Better question, what the fuck should your husband do? That is like, your husband should go up to his dad and sock him in the face. Like, I don't think this is a thing that you need to do. Your husband needs to step up and do something, okay? If my son found out that my husband was hitting me, he better freaking tell his dad straight. Like, this is something where I feel like your husband needs to take initiative and needs to say something or do something or something. No, like, this is your husband needs to do something about this immediately. Immediately. Okay, real talk. Have you ever used a vibrator while pregnant? My friends and I were talking about it and some said, hell yeah. And some said they were worried it would have an effect on their baby. Both are valid answers, but just curious. LOL. Yeah, I've used a vibrator while I'm pregnant. What's the difference between a vibrator and a dick? Like, do they think they're gonna give their baby like shake syndrome in there? Like, what? I think it's gonna be fine. And I think it, like, Google, I'm sure Google says it's fine. I'm sure your doctor, I guess ask your doctor if you're worried, but I did it. All my babies turned out okay. I mean, they did have to go to the NICU, but I don't think it was because of my vibrator. Like, I really don't. I really don't. Speaking of babies, I'm officially an aunt. I couldn't be more thrilled. I love being an aunt, but I'm going to be even more excited when my own sister has a kid. Because right now I'm an aunt to my nieces and nephews on my husband's side of the family, which I love them. Shout out to them. I love them so much. But I just don't see them as much and I don't feel as like connected because like we don't share any blood. Whereas when my sister has a baby and I'm a blood related aunt, ooh, and I'm also the only aunt, oh, I'm going to spoil the shit out of them. They are going to love me so much. I'm going to be the cool, fun aunt. And my kids are probably all going to be in freaking, at this point, high school because my sister is not even close to having babies yet. And so I'm just going to be so baby hungry. And then she's going to pop out babies and I'm just going to love on them and just be in heaven. I'm going to be in heaven because I'll be able to love on them and then give them back to her. And then I'll go to bed and then she'll be up every 2 hours. Like, oh, it's going to be amazing. I can't wait. I was a substitute last week and let a group of high school girls ditch. They bought me Costa Vita. I feel so guilty and think the school is going to call like the principal and is going to be pissed. RIP. Ha 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 ha. That's amazing. It's giving bad teacher vibes. Have you seen that movie? So good. I loved when I had a cool substitute teacher. It was like the best thing ever. Like you probably made those girls' lives. And it was high school. It's not like it was middle school. Like these girls can drive. Like they're fine. It's fine. If you were letting a bunch of like seventh graders just like run outside and slough, that's dangerous. But no. I don't think you should feel bad. It's fine. I mean, there are probably some administrators listening to this that are, their ears are bleeding and they're not happy. But as a girl who loved a fun substitute teacher, hell yeah. Hell yeah. I'm running the Salt Lake Half Marathon this Saturday. The furthest I've ever ran is 6 miles. Help, send me all the tips, please. Okay, wait, you're running your first marathon and you've only ran 6 miles and it's on Saturday? Okay. Fun fact, I did the same thing though. I ran my first half. It was the American Fork and I had a week to train and I had only ran ever like 3 miles and I did it. So if I can do it, you can do it too. If you've already ran 6 miles, you're going to be fine. Honestly, all the half marathons in Utah are downhill anyways. So as long as you're practicing a little bit downhill to make sure your knees don't give out, you're going to be fine. Also, there's like the adrenaline rush of just like being at a race and all these people are around you and yeah, but you need a good playlist. Okay. Listen to podcasts in the beginning, but then once you get towards the end, you need some inspirational pump up music. Okay. So make a playlist. I don't know what your vibe is, but I have a playlist on Spotify. I can send it to you. Hit me a DM, but I have my playlist. It's a lot of F words. So just beware, but you do need something to get you going. Okay. Also, if you're like me and you are scared of the runner shits, just make sure you don't eat like Mobettas or something the night before. Okay. Keep it carb loaded, but keep it friendly to your gut. Okay. Nothing too heavy. 2.5 months postpartum and want to try for baby number 2 so bad. Everyone thinks we are crazy, but I want my kids close together. Hey, if you feel up for it, go for it, girl. More power to ya. Who cares what people think? But yeah, 2.5 months postpartum, that is pretty close. You would almost have like Irish twins. But hey, if you want it, go get it. Do it, girl. Do it. My future mother-in-law texted my fiance and said, please tell her not to choose blue. I don't like our whole family in blue for our wedding. So now all of them are going to be wearing blue. Gotta stay petty. Okay, wait, this like isn't it. I don't like it. Like, do you like the color blue? Did you want blue? Or are you just doing blue because she doesn't want blue? Because then it's like, okay, you're trying to start drama. And it's like, It's your wedding day. Do you want drama on your wedding day? If you know your mother-in-law is crazy and she asked for not blue and you really don't care, like you don't want blue, don't do blue. Because now you're going to have a dark cloud over your wedding day, and your wedding day is supposed to be special and fun. And like, I don't know, maybe you really don't care. But for me, like if I didn't want the color blue and my mother-in-law was like, don't do blue, I'd be like, okay, cool, I won't do blue. But if I wanted blue, then yeah, you fucking do blue because it's your wedding day and you can do whatever you want. But if you didn't want blue in the first place, I feel like you're just putting yourself in a trap. You're putting yourself in a trap because now your mother-in-law is going to throw a tantrum on your wedding day. And who wants that? Like the pictures? Do you really want to deal with the drama during the pictures? I don't think you want that. I think you should reconsider the blue. Unless you actually really want blue. But if you don't actually want blue, it's just unnecessary drama. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. So yeah, that is it for Trash is Trash. Thanks to everyone who submitted. If I didn't read yours, there's a chance I might read it at the end of the month in the Trashers Trash of the Month on Patreon. But that's it for today, you guys. Thanks for taking out trash with me. I can't wait. We have Olivia on the podcast again, recycled guest. Her story of her twins is a true miracle, and I can't wait to hear all about it. So I will talk to you guys then. But until then, go leave me a 5-star review telling me you love me because I love you. And don't forget to take out your trash. Bye.